Hi, everyone. We're so happy you're joining us today here on Advanced Studio Classroom for our newsworthy articles. And we have 3 days of three different articles that we're going to share with you about about technology and the newest trends in technology, and also about be careful what you're eating. And in the studio today with me to discuss these articles, I have...
I'm Joe.
And this is Josh.
And I'm Linda. And we're here to take you through the readings. We hope that you have your magazine or your digital device with you, and you can turn with us. It's on page 22, where we're going to be talking about... the first article is about getting a flu shot. Do you ever get a flu shot, Joe?
I do get flu shots. I also get intranasal vaccines, which we'll be talking about later.
Okay. How about you, Josh? Have you ever had a flu shot?
I have had flu shots. For a while, I worked in assisted living. Mm-hmm. So I was around a number of people who had compromised or weak immune systems. And even though I wasn't so worried about myself, it's better to have a flu shot so that you have less chance of getting it from other people.
Okay. Actually, I have to confess I've never had one.
Really?
But I think maybe I should this year, because this year I think the flus going around are gungly high. You know, they're even worse than before or stronger than before. Mm-hmm. Although we're in the middle of flu season, so. But, you know, it's really never too late.
It's true. It's never too late to get a flu vaccine.
Right.
And this is, this article, our first article is about not getting a shot, but a different form of getting a flu vaccination, which means protection against getting the flu. So if you have your magazine with you and you've opened to page 22, we're going to divide this page into two sections. So read along with us as we read the left-hand column.
This cutting-edge bandage could make flu shots a thing of the past. Here's an idea whose time has come. A flu shot that doesn't require an actual shot. For the first time, researchers have tested a flu vaccine patch in a human clinical trial and found that it delivered as much protection as a traditional jab with a needle. Doctors and public health experts have high hopes that vaccine patches will boost the number of people who get immunized against the flu. Seasonal influenza is responsible for up to 500,000 deaths around the world each year, according to the World Health Organization. A team led by Georgia Tech engineer Mark Prausnitz has come up with an alternative method that uses microneedles. These tiny needles are so small that 100 of them, arrayed on a patch, can fit under your thumb. Yet they're big enough to hold vaccine for 3 strains of the flu.
So we're talking about a cutting-edge bandage that could make flu shots a thing of the past. Do you guys think that's a good idea? Are you afraid of shots?
I'm not a huge fan of shots. When I was a kid, I had so many allergies, I'd have to see the doctor every week to get different shots. And so if I were a kid and I had this option, I would totally go for this.
I would go for it, too. I'm in the same situation as Joe. When I was a small child, I had lots of allergies, and so they would give me shots in order to help get over many of those allergies. And one time, I got a dull needle.
Oh.
And so when you're given a shot, especially for these, it's a quick sort of deep injection. And when I got the dull needle, I almost felt as bad for the nurse as I felt, because it was so painful. And she was really very apologetic, but it rarely, if ever, happens. But it's something that's made me a little bit needle shy, even in the ensuing 20 years.
Right. Needle shy just means kind of afraid of them.
Exactly.
You know, kind of shy away. The phrase comes from shy away from something, which means that you don't want to go near it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can understand why I'd be needle shy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a new idea here. It says it's a cutting edge bandage that could make flu shots a thing of the past. And cutting edge just means the latest thing in technology.
Although it's an interesting play on words, because when you get cut, you need a bandage, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so, but these are cutting-edge bandages.
Yes, it's kind of a play on words. Well, we see here that this is a flu shot that doesn't require an actual shot. So that definitely is a new idea. And we see that, that researchers have tested a flu vaccine patch. So this is a noun phrase that goes together, vaccine patch. And the word vaccine means what?
A vaccine is just any kind of, usually we get it as shots to protect you from certain diseases. It's usually like a weakened form of a virus. Mm-hmm. So your body can build up an immunity, a defense against that virus.
Right. So it gives your immune system a chance to build up blood cells that will fight against getting that particular strain of flu.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can get a vaccination, we often, as a noun.
Right. So, well, vaccine here, we see that they're using vaccine here as a noun as well. We often say vaccination as well, right? So they had a human clinical trial. If you look at the bottom of the page, you'll see they discussed the trial at the very bottom of this column, and there were 100 people involved in this clinical trial. So it seems like it's legitimate. You know, they have a broad number of people trying, and there were they were randomly sorted, which is also very important when you're doing a clinical trial. So there's a random assortment of four groups of people, and two of them were vaccinated with the patch, and it looks like a Band-Aid. You can see a picture of that on this page as well. And you have to put it near your wrist for 20 minutes. Do you think that that's because the skin there is so thin?
Right. So the skin is very thin there, and you actually have to hold it for 20 minutes. So it's not just you place it there. You actually have to put a little pressure on it, I believe.
Oh, interesting. So 25 of them got the actual vaccine, and 25 of them got a placebo. So what's a placebo, guys?
So a placebo is any substance that's medically inert. So it doesn't have anything that can do you any good or any harm. But why people include this in their clinical trial is that there is something that's called a placebo effect, which means if someone believes that they're getting medicine, sometimes they receive benefits even though they're not actually getting anything at all.
Right.
That's such a good phrase, the placebo effect.
Yes. And also you used the word inert, and inert just means it doesn't have anything in it that will do anything for you.
Exactly. Right. Either bad or good.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we see that two groups received the vaccine. They were vaccinated with the patch, and then one group got the traditional flu shot that we're all afraid of, and the other one got the placebo. They also had the patch, but it contained a placebo. And it was very interesting. They said that after 6 months, at least 75% of these volunteers in the three vaccine groups were still being protected. So that's pretty good news, I think, for this.
That is pretty good.
Right, that's a long-lasting vaccination.
Right. So we see that they have high hopes. Public health experts and doctors both have high hopes that vaccine patches will boost or will increase the number of people who get immunized against the flu. And this is a specialized term that we're using as a verb here.
Right. So again, immunized is just to give that weaker version of a disease, helps to build up a resistance to infections.
Right. So all of these words we're talking about right now have to do with shots, basically.
Right. Right. Although someday in the future it might have to deal with patches.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Well, we see here, you know, we're in the middle of flu season, so it says seasonal influenza, and that's the real name for flu. You know, we always like to shorten things. Mm-hmm. And really, influenza it's a specialized term we have here. It's a formal term for flu, and it's a viral infection. So that's a pretty broad term. There are lots of strains of flus.
Right.
Many, many different strains. Sometimes when we talk about influenza, we mean that it's a very serious case of the flu. But Linda's right. It's actually the basic name for all flus.
Right. And so sometimes you'll see letters and numbers with
mm-hmm.
them. So
like
I remember
the A and the AB.
Right. There's also like H1N1, different strands of flu that are often more serious, or like bird flu,
right.
different
right.
kinds of
mm-hmm.
all
right.
sorts of flu.
And I was kind of shocked at I mean, I knew that the deaths from flu was high, but I didn't realize it's 500,000. So 500,000 deaths around the world, according to the World Health Organization.
I actually, with this number, something that's interesting is it's a lot of people who already have weak immunities and haven't gotten around to getting a shot. So their bodies are already weak and the flu just causes more issues.
So this was a real issue when I worked in assisted living. So
yeah.
When you work in assisted living, you usually work with people who are maybe within the last 20 years or 10 years of their life. Most of them are quite old, and most of them also have weakened immune systems. And every year in flu season, they made sure that everyone got vaccinations because it is very easy, especially if you spend a lot of time in bed anyway, to get very, very sick from the flu.
And it can easily turn into pneumonia, right?
It can turn into pneumonia, and it can turn into a very serious condition.
Right. And so if you already have a weakened immune system and you get this on top of it, then you have no resistance to the flu whatsoever.
Exactly.
Well, we see here that this study was led by a Georgia Tech engineer, and he came up with an alternative method using microneedles. And according to our text, 100 of them can fit under your thumb. I was like, is that a really big thumb? But you did say, well, let's look at the word here. We see a raid on a patch. So if something is a raid, what is it done, Josh?
So it's been arranged in a certain area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the picture, we see that it's right in the middle of this bandage, so to speak. But you did some interesting reading on this, Joe.
Right. I was really fascinated by the idea of the patch because needle jabs frightened me, and so I was very excited. And apparently the way these microneedles work, they're about the same width of just a piece of your hair, just a strand, very small. And what's interesting is that, you know, you can dispose of it and it'll actually just, you know, dissolve. It can dissolve in water and it's very easy to dispose of. So they are just extremely tiny. You need a microscope to really see the needles.
And it sounds like that they also would be very environmentally friendly.
Right.
Because of all the biomedical waste, a lot of biomedical waste means needles that have been used.
Right.
I think it's very interesting they say here, and Joe actually agreed with them, that for people who are afraid of shots, afraid of needles, this would be an alternative that a lot of people would be like, oh, yeah, I can just have a patch on my wrist for 20 minutes, no problem.
Right. So I think it's something that we probably will be seeing a lot of in the future as they develop it more and more. And what's interesting to me is, what did they say, there are enough needles in this patch when you're getting your flu shot that you have a vaccine for 3 different strains of the flu. So I want you to also notice this word that we use, strain. Strain of the flu means a different type of the flu.
Right. So usually any sort of flu vaccine will have several different kinds of weak forms of flu for your body to work against.
Right, because you don't know which one is going to be coming your way, actually.
That's very true. And a lot of times they'll choose the ones that are the most likely to occur in a certain season and also the ones that tend to be the most dangerous.
Right, and in certain areas around the world as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, they differ depending on where you live.
Okay, well, let's continue our reading. We're going to read the right-hand column now, starting at about line 7 or 8. So please read along with us.
None of the study volunteers had serious side effects. The groups that got patches had mild skin reactions that were not seen in the regular needle group. While the volunteers in the regular needle group were more likely to experience pain. Overall, 70% of the volunteers who got vaccine patches said they'd rather use them again than get a traditional flu shot or an intranasal vaccine. The study authors declared it a success on all fronts. These early findings suggest the emergence of a promising new option for seasonal vaccination, wrote Katia Hoschler and Maria Zambon of Public Health England. The biggest beneficiaries could be people in low and middle-income countries, where flu vaccines are hard to come by. Reducing pain is nice, but other benefits. The patch costs less, is easier to transport, doesn't require refrigeration, can be self-administered, and doesn't generate sharps waste, are even better. Microneedle patches have the potential to become ideal candidates for vaccination programs, they wrote.
So we see here that none of the study volunteers and we had serious side effects. And we talked about the study a few minutes ago by Emory University's Hope Clinic in Georgia. So what is a side effect?
So a side effect is an effect that, well, it doesn't necessarily always happen, but it's an effect that's usually undesired that also happens when you take a medicine that's designed in order to help you with something. So, for example, here they talk about skin reaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so when it comes to buying medication, you'll often see with instructions and what it does, side effects, mm-hmm. especially, you know, maybe if you're having some other medical issues.
Right. I know one medication I'm taking says a side effect could be like leg cramps
sure.
or, you know, things like that. So mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't, if you get a prescription, they don't always say what the side effects are. But if you start feeling something that's not quite right that you haven't had before, you might want to look it up underneath the medication name. And if it's too severe, then you really need to talk to your doctor about changing whatever medication that is.
Because yeah, side effects are never good things, right?
Right.
And sometimes they can be really,
really bad.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's minor compared to what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we see here that, as Josh said, that the groups that got the patches just had mild, notice the word mild, skin reactions. So maybe it was red and raised and like maybe an allergic reaction mm-hmm. to a mosquito bite or something. It doesn't really say what the reactions were, but that's the most common one, I would think.
Right. So when I read up about this, the article mentioned that they put it on, it's a little bit of a red, maybe like a very slight rash, and it would go away on its own within a few days.
Right. And that's, I think that would be probably pretty typical. As opposed to the regular needle group, which both of you have, we've all experienced, which involves...
pain.
Lots of pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And oftentimes when you get a flu shot or get any kind of shot, because it is a shot and they're injecting something into tissue in your body, you know, the pain lasts for a few days.
Right. Especially flu shots tend to be pretty mm-hmm. deep. Old ones usually go right into that muscle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Ooh.
So we see here that, what did 70% of the volunteers say, Josh?
Well, they said they'd much rather use the patch again than get a traditional or normal shot or intranasal spray.
Intranasal sprays. So this is anything that goes through the nose. And they started using these about 10, 15 years ago as an alternative to the shot. But you have to be in good health. And so if you have asthma or a really weak immune system, you should use the shot. But if you're healthy between 20 and 50, they usually suggest you can do the intranasal spray, and it lasts just as long.
Okay, and so you've done this, right?
I have. And so, you know, if you almost imagine those sprays you use when your nose is kind of stuffy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's the same thing, but faster, a little harder, and I don't know, it feels really uncomfortable, to be honest, but better than the shot.
Well, yeah, if you're experiencing pain.
Right. Especially if you don't like needles. There's some people who really don't like needles.
I was excited when intranasal was a potential, like was an option for me.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that it is distributed throughout your body rather quickly because of the mucous membrane that's involved. You know, that's the thinnest part of our tissue going into our body, so it's absorbed quickly.
Right. The other thing that made it popular was the way it spreads and the way it's designed, it can actually last for 2 years, depending on what strains are popular.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really interesting, mm-hmm. because usually they want you to get a flu shot every year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that could also be because the strains are changing.
Yes, when the strains change, you also need different vaccines.
Right. So was that a combination, intranasal spray that you were or vaccine that you were taking, so that it have a combination of different, I guess, vaccines in it?
Right. So it would have a couple of strains of the flu in it.
Okay. So we see that these are early findings, okay, and they suggest the emergence of a promising new option for seasonal vaccination. And emergence of something just means like a coming out of something. You know, it's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is from a Public Health England report that was put out. So, actually, what do you guys think? Do you think that this is a good option?
I think this can be really wonderful. I mean, the convenience of it is what really strikes me.
What about you, Josh?
So I think not only the convenience, but also for a lot of people who really would like to be able to take care of their health a little bit better, but really cannot stand needles, I think this would be an excellent option for those people.
I'm wondering what the, you know, the cost of it is compared to just a needle.
Right. I can't remember how much is a basic flu shot in the United States, because you in the United States, you can go to large chain stores and get flu shots like Walmart or Target.
For free?
I don't remember.
Well, now, this is a very interesting question. So you can get them, so basically for free or for a very, very, very low cost. But the reason why is because if you get the flu, the resulting healthcare costs can be extremely high. So usually healthcare providers find it in their best interest in order to find ways to provide it for little to no money. But they still have to spend money in order to produce the vaccine, produce the needles, and keep it viable and refrigerated for a long period of time.
Which is another good benefit of the microneedles, which we're going to talk about. So we see who are the biggest beneficiary. And this is one of our vocabulary-focused words. So what is a beneficiary?
So when you benefit from something, you get positive results from some sort of action. And a beneficiary are the people who receive those positive results.
Right. So here we're talking about the flu shot, but we also often hear this word when we're talking about insurance policies. Mm-hmm. The person who's going to receive your money is your beneficiary.
Sure.
Or
mm-hmm.
upon death, you know who your beneficiaries are.
Right. I'm very used to hearing this with money, anything where mm-hmm. someone's receiving the money of someone who's died or something like that.
So this is a very interesting use of the word, and it's a good use of it. You know, the biggest beneficiaries could be people in low and middle income countries where vaccines are hard to come by. Okay, that is easy to believe because, you know, what you were just talking about, the vaccines have to be refrigerated, they have to be viable. So in some areas, it's very hard to keep it that way.
It's true. Not only that, but you also have to be able to pay someone to administer the vaccines.
Right. You can't administer the shot by yourself.
No.
So we also see here, well, Joe, you'll like this one. What is one of the other benefits of this?
One of the nice things, you know, it reduces pain, but also the patch, it costs less, easier to transport. And, you know, like we were talking about with refrigeration, the patch doesn't need it. And you can administer it, which means just to give the shot, not a shot, the patch yourself.
So what are countries looking at with this?
So the interesting thing is, because it doesn't require refrigeration, you can actually just ship the patches to different people, different remote locations, and those locations can now have flu vaccinations.
Without being refrigerated.
Without being refrigerated, and it's very easy to dispose of as well.
Okay, especially because we talked about this earlier, that they dissolve in water, so it's not an issue. And, okay, so the patch is very cost efficient, and it doesn't require refrigeration, and you can do it yourself, and it doesn't generate sharps waste, okay? So this, we talked a little bit about this in the first section here, but what is sharps waste, Josh?
So sharps are medical trash. It's things that tend to be sharp, so use needles or other instruments that are used medically that have been exposed to human bodies that then can not only cause other people to be cut or punctured by them, but also infected in case there was anything infectious that happened when they were exposed to other bodies. So it's pretty serious waste to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes if you're in a hospital, you'll see like biohazard waste.
Sure.
The little
disposal.
Boxes. Right?
Yeah, right. So you have to be very careful about how you dispose of them. And if people just throw things like that away in the trash and you're in an area and you're trying to pick it up, if you get stuck by a needle, as Josh was saying, you can pick up things you might not want to get.
That's right.
True. Mm-hmm.
So this has a lot of promises for us that are very, very beneficial to people. And we see that it here, the last paragraph says that the microneedle patches have the potential to become ideal candidates for vaccination programs. And that's what the researchers are writing about. So, you know, it sounds like the research has gone very well and that they are really promoting this idea.
Right. So a lot of the research has shown it's very viable. It's a good possibility, but maybe still just a few years away from mass use.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they have to perfect probably the process and production.
Usually when we see things that have gone to clinical trials, so these are trials that are being used on large groups of people, they spend lots of years in study to make sure that it truly is safe to be used on a wide or even global scale.
Right. So I think that's what we're going to see with this cutting-edge bandage. I would look forward to it in the future, but not next week.
Right.
Well, we hope that none of you have the flu and keep safe this winter. And we also hope that you will join us again tomorrow as we're going to tackle an entirely different problem in the world of technology. We hope to see you then. Bye for now.
Goodbye.